It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 16 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. We're looking at the number 60. We're also rounding out the football season as our teams, a couple of teams we had in the playoffs, finished their seasons Friday night. Basketball's getting started. Man, just lots of stuff to talk about. But we're going to talk about the number 60 just for a minute before we do that. And a lot of good football. All players wore number 60.
Yeah, before the numbering system came into existence, and now it's kind of went out again, especially in college football. The Otto Graham, a great Browns quarterback, wore number 60 for a while.
Been a long time since the Browns heard that.
What a great quarterback. Yeah. They've had a lot of great quarterbacks. They just went somewhere else to be great quarterbacks.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield.
That's right.
What do you mean by the number system's like going out again? Is it
Well, they've got it. They had it pretty strict there for a while where if you were a back, you had to wear a 20 or 30, maybe a 40 number.
Really?
If you were a lineman, and you had to be a 50, 60. Wide receivers wore, single digits or 80s, and now all bets are off. I mean,
just whatever.
Quarterback for BYU wears 37 now.
Yeah. Jeff said that he watched Broken Bow play the other night, and the middle linebacker had on zero, you know.
So, there you go.
I mean, it's just I do think maybe on the linemen, because you have to know who's eligible and who's not, that they still keep the numbers pretty in the – you know, in the 50s, 60s, 70s range. Mm-hmm. But I think everybody else, it's free game.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Well, I don't know about y'all, but like some of the rosters we get calling ball games in high school, they'll have players with two jersey numbers on there.
Yeah.
You know, lineman, or if they're going to make him an eligible receiver.
Right.
Oh, so, I see. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Well, we got a roster Friday night that was unreadable, by the way. Right, Tony?
We did.
Yeah. I'm telling you, a third grader could have scribbled it down, but
it was hard, and especially when you get that 2 minutes before the game starts.
Yeah,
you know,
here you go.
It makes it harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, by the way, can you read Latin?
Yeah, we've seen some of that writing before.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, here's the deal. If you're a coach and you really care about your kids' names being called right on the radio, get your roster, the right roster, in Scorebook Live, because that's where we look first.
Right.
And that's where everybody who's in the media looks first.
Yeah.
And if it's not there, then we have to depend on a
handwritten.
Sometimes we have gotten an order list, and the kids have been listed by shirt size.
Oh, this is either a high school roster or a Chinese food takeout menu. I don't know which one.
Yeah, so just get your roster right in Scorebook Live. It's not a big ask.
Not that hard.
I have been on the road doing it from the home side. You know, the team we're playing against. This has been a few years ago, but I've used the back of a woman's T-shirt in front of me one night.
They had the roster on the back of it.
No, that's to wipe his nose.
Have you ever started a game without a roster and made up names?
I've made up names, but I had a roster.
I have made up names.
Number 16 makes the catch.
I begged the coach for the roster. It was about time for the game to start. I believe it was a girls' softball game. So you know what? I made up names for the whole lineup.
That's awesome. That's great.
I think I've told this story before, but probably on the air. But Jesseville, they beat us pretty bad one year and had their reserves in, and one kid, his name was Evan Williams. I called his name for every single play.
And Evan Williams throws it to Evan Williams.
We digress.
Yes.
But it is an issue. Chuck Benardick.
Bignarik. Chuck Bignarik. Yeah, he was a stud before that term was probably used.
Yeah, back when you didn't wear face masks.
I was going to say, he didn't wear a face mask.
And his hands look like, I mean, his fingers are pointing in four different directions.
Oof.
He was a middle linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles.
And Walter Johnson, just kind of a decent player.
Yeah, he was a pretty good pitcher.
Yeah, he was a pretty good guy.
Yeah, there you go, number 60 covered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got it. So,
all right,
now let's talk about high school sports. It's time to talk about the DeQueen Leopards. Leopards and Lady Leopards played basketball, Tony, last week. Leopards played one game. The Lady Leopards played a couple of games and went up to Clarksville to play Joe T. Robinson.
Yep.
To start with, and man.
Run into a buzzsaw.
Well, you know, first game of the year, you know, a lot of changes after that. You know, we talked about this on the air, but you know, jumped out on them pretty good to start with. Well, yep. I mean, we're up 21-10.
They hit a long three at the end of the first period.
Yeah.
And the game changed after that.
Yeah.
It really did.
Mm-hmm.
Robinson had a really good recruiting class and probably some NIL money or whatever. And,
yeah.
And they brought in some players, and they're going to be, unless somebody takes those players away from MPA, they're going to be somebody that's going to be a problem in the future for people.
Mm. Yeah.
Started three freshmen, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They started three freshmen. They picked up six transfers.
Yeah.
And you know, they were not a good basketball team last year.
Right.
But all six of those transfers played on the same travel ball team, I found out up there. So, they decided where they were going to go, and they all went there is what happened.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yep.
And so, you know, that's the way it is. But anyway, you know, we started out really well, started out playing really well, you know, and they hit that shot. And then, you know, the difference in the game, though, was in the third quarter when we just went cold.
Yeah.
We did not score a basket.
Yeah, 15-1 in the third quarter, 14 points, and that was the deficit. The final deficit was 59-45, so there's your 14 points.
Yeah,
right,
no
there.
Kidding. Wow.
Yeah. And then Friday night, the Lady Leopards, they played Taylor, who is, you know, a really good 2A team in girls sports, and a lot of girls sports, and found out when we were there that they were in the finals of the volleyball tournament, state finals in volleyball. So, you know, just a lot of different things. They're known for softball, baseball, and
they're very scrappy, and they were bigger than us all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
But Lady Leopards prevail 49-41. You know, the commonality, I think, in the two games is going to be Ellie Morphew and Heavenly Pickens both hit the boards hard, both rebounded well. Mm. Heavenly had 15 points in the game against Taylor. And I think the Lady Leopards are going to be okay. I really believe that. They haven't played anywhere near their best game yet, Greg.
Mm. No. And you don't want that.
No,
I mean,
that's right.
You wouldn't want them to play their best game. But I think they're going to be okay. They're going to win a lot of basketball games. But this week they're going to play at Horatio Tuesday night and then versus Centerpoint at home Thursday night. So got two games to go this week and, you know, just looking to get better. That's what they're doing now. Looking at the boys ran into you talk about a buzzsaw.
Mm.
Nevada County, Blue Jays are
they'd
were
already
flying
played
high.
Five games and they were undefeated. Mm. And the average margin of victory in those five wins was 23 points.
Yeah.
So we stayed within that.
Yeah.
But Nevada County is going to win a lot of basketball games.
Jeez. Yeah, but you know, the same thing happened to the Leopards. It happened to the Lady Leopards the first game. They went cold for a quarter.
Yeah.
And didn't score. I mean, I think they scored 5 points, but it was like 22-5 in the second quarter, wasn't it?
It was also like a game where, you know, for whatever reason, facts are facts, the Blue Jays shot 17 foul shots in the first half. The Leopards didn't shoot any. That ends up to be 34-8. That ends up being a significant difference in the ball game when they get 34 from the charity stripe and you get 8.
Yeah. And the only thing that kept it closer was because they didn't make their free throws.
No, they made about 50%.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've only made about 50% of them, or the score would have been a lot worse, I think. But anyway, I think it's good. It was a good game to get the Leopards started. Now they've got a couple of games this week, and look for them to. I think they're going to have a good. You know, they got a new coach, I think they're going to, you know, probably had to adjust to that a little bit. They had a couple of starters that played football.
Yeah,
And yep. So, you know, they've only been there like a week.
Sure.
So, you know, I think that's going to take a little bit of time, but I think they're going to be all right. So,
I do too.
Yeah. So,
UA Cossetot, cccua.edu. We appreciate them so much for sponsoring the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, and you need to go to that website today. You can find out so much information, including how to apply and enroll, and check out all of their programs and areas of study, their degree plans, medical education, online programs, programs by campus, and their high school programs as well. You can graduate high school with an associate's degree using the UA Cossetot high school programs they have on offer. You can also figure out how to pay for college as well, either with financial aid or scholarships, disbursements and refunds, and so much more. Figure out your textbooks and all career pathways. You can also check out their athletic stuff, their Colts merchandise shop. And speaking of that, you can go to uacossetotcolts.com. That is a website dedicated just for Colts fans. So you can check out, you know, basketball's about to be starting up. Soccer is going strong right now. Their shooting sports are going strong. And you can visit their team shop. And you can donate directly to the UA Cossetot Colts and their athletic department there on the website. So join the Colts Club today and go to uacossetotcolts.com. And again, they're the main website. You can find out everything you need to know. Look at their calendar. Check out more about them and the news and all of their locations and everything. UA Cossetot, again, we appreciate them so much for sponsoring the podcast, and they've been with us for a good while now. So again, it's perfect for us, and we love talking about them. UA Cossetot, hit up cccua.edu today.
Time to talk about the Horatio Lions and Lady Lions. They played one game last week, and the boys lost to Eagletown 65-25. The girls won 44-36. Tony, I know you got to talk to Coach Merrick about the game. And
Well, again, much like the Leopards, it's his first game. It's their boys' first game. I'm sure that they're going to improve as the season goes on, and the Horatio girls are going to be stout. They just are. I mean, we watched them last year. Mm-hmm. They have a lot back from that team, and they're going to be a problem for a lot of teams this year.
Nice. Yeah, they're going to have a good team. And this week, both those teams play DeQueen on Tuesday at home, then they go to Genoa on Friday. Foreman Gators have not begun their basketball season yet. They start November 18th at Umpire, and the Gators and the Lady Gators will be going there, and we'll be reporting on that when we come back.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West, right here in DeQueen. Give them a call, 870-642-8387, to schedule an appointment today. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, located at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown. You can call them at 870-898-5181. Come on, man. Martin Veterinary Services, think of them as your other family doctor, okay? Everybody knows your first little ones. Come on, you need to give them the best health care possible, and you will do no wrong by going with Martin Veterinary Services, Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, DeQueen Animal Hospital. Just, if you don't take my word for it, take all these Google reviews, 5 stars across the board of all of this, and they're all recent too. They help our dogs, they give them shots, they check them out. Absolutely awesome place to take your fur babies. This town gained angels when he brought his family here. That's how much people trust Dr. Martin and his staff. Absolutely amazing staff. I've used them personally. I got myself a new dog not long ago. Got myself a dog, and he was a stray, so took him there. He of course had, you know, worms and some other small problems, some skin problems. They helped him through all of that. And then actually just recently got him, got him neutered over there. And it was a great process. They kept him overnight, you know, and picking him up, and you almost couldn't even tell that anything had happened, you know? So that was very, very cool to see. They love my dog up there, and I'm sure they love yours. I've taken my cats there for their yearly shots and all that stuff. So whether it's just routine or something serious, you can trust DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. We appreciate them for sponsoring the podcast since the very beginning. So trust Martin Veterinary Services today.
Time to talk about the Ashdown Panthers. They're going to start their season That's basketball season. Mm-hmm. December 9th against Hope. The Pantherettes are 1-1, though. They beat Murfreesboro 46-32 and lost to MENA 48-25.
At Pilgrims, their vision guides everything they do to be the best and most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. Absolutely amazing. We love having Pilgrims Pride as our title sponsor. From education and recreation to healthcare and social services, JBS USA invests in meaningful community projects that have lasting benefits for their team members and their neighbors, and they provide meaningful investments in projects that will have lasting impact for generations to come. The Hometown Strong Initiative is part of a $70 million contribution to the communities where they live and work. Also, building the largest free college tuition program in rural America, Better Futures. Pilgrims is providing team members and their child dependents the opportunity to pursue their higher education dreams for associate degrees and trade certificates at community and technical college tuition free. Also, they want their team members to know just how much they appreciate their dedication by ensuring they love working with us. As part of their total compensation package, they offer comprehensive employee benefits designed to meet the healthcare and financial goals of their team members and their families today, tomorrow, and in the future. Their seven values include determination, simplicity, availability, humility, sincerity, discipline, and ownership. These values are reflected in the hard work of their team members every single day. Community is also a driving force behind everything Pilgrims does, whether it's in community events, fundraisers, charitable donations to the community. Pilgrims can always be seen helping wherever they can. We value the people who make our company a success. Seriously, so many fundraisers in the area. You always know Pilgrims always donates the chicken and even cooks it sometimes. They're always seen in the community for many community events. So we appreciate them so much in the community for employing so many people here and also for sponsoring and being the title sponsor for the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. So again, we appreciate them so much. Opportunity awaits. Join their talent community today and visit jobs.pilgrims.com. And now it's time for my favorite segment on the program, Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air award show.
And we're going to start off with the Leopards and the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency. Leopard Player of the Week is going to be?
Going to be Heavenly Pickens, 15 points, a really good game against a really good Taylor squad.
All right, moving forward, the Domtar Panther Player of the Week.
Going to be a girl we mentioned a lot, Kaylee Dancer from the Pantherettes.
Horatio State Bank Line Player of the Week.
Another young lady will probably be mentioned a lot this year, Bella Baker.
All right. Horatio State Bank also sponsors the Gator Player of the Week, but they didn't play this week, so there's no one there. Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week.
We're going to go with the seniors on this scrapper team. Coach Cheshire speaks highly of them, and we wanted to recognize them.
All right, and moving on to the Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week.
We're going to go with all the junior outlaws with their big wins at DeQueen this week.
The Stillwell's Legacy Warriors Player of the Game is going to be?
Libby Bartek, 25 points and 16 rebounds in their big win.
And the Union Bank of MENA Bearcat Player of the Week?
Going to be the 24-25 Bearcats who just really had a really good season mm-hmm. this year.
Tough guys.
Yes, they are. They are. I'm telling you, when I say they play bigger than they are, mm-hmm. they do. They play mm-hmm. bigger than they are.
And Union Bank of MENA also sponsors the Costot River Eagles, and their player of the week is going to be?
Chris Carterby, 16 points again. He's on that 16 number.
Who's that?
Against Waldron.
I think we'll hear his name some more, too.
We already have.
Yeah, we have. So moving on to the area players, the Toad Thumper Lure Offensive Player of the Area is going to be?
Karsten Scribner, who was the MVP of the game with Little Rock Christian for the Scrapperettes.
And the Horatio State Bank Defensive Player of the Area is?
Ellie Morphew, speaking about tough people.
Yeah.
25 rebounds in the Lady Leopards' first two games, played excellent defense.
She's got the best mean face ever.
She learned from the best.
Yeah. Don't know who that is. And the Mud Creek Designs Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air Player of the Area this week is
Abari Williams, 14 tackles and two tackles for loss. against the Pocahontas Redskins.
Nice. All right. So that winds up the awards. We've got one more thing to do. We've got to name our game of the week. The DeQueen Motorsports game of the week is going to be
the DeQueen Leopards and Lady Leopards traveling to Horatio in another Sevier County showdown to face the Lions and Lady Lions.
Better get there early.
You better. You ain't going to have a seat if you
don't
get there early.
We better get there earlier. We won't have a place to call from.
Well, I've already talked to Bryce about that.
Okay. Okay, good. Because we need a better place than we had last time, if you ever call.
I think we may end up the same place.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, sounds good, then. We'll make it work.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Where do they put
you? Where do they put us? We're right on the court.
Yeah.
Right there, huh?
Which is not, I mean, on the court.
Yeah. We've called from a lot worse places.
Yeah, we have called from worse places. It's not bad.
I get set up there by Doug.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good.
I mean, they like me.
Yeah. Well.
Who doesn't?
I don't know why anybody wouldn't like you. Anyway, that's it for all the awards. It's time to talk national sports.
And the national talk is brought to you by Mina Pre-Owned. See them for all of your pre-owned car needs.
Okay, looking at Razorback basketball to start with. They started off 3-1 overall. They were 2-0 this past week, but man, Friday night kind of tough.
Sanford?
Yeah.
They're pretty good?
Apparently. you know what's interesting? They had a new coach. His name was Acuff, which is interesting because, you know, there's an Acuff Jr. that plays on the Razorbacks. No Ken, I don't believe.
Right.
But from what I gathered,
I think Roy Acuff was a good bluegrass singer.
He was.
But he could hoop.
Yeah.
Roy could ball.
Oh my goodness. But anyway, he had to build a whole team.
Yeah.
And man, they should have put a scare in the Razorback. I bet Calipari was scared. I don't know if anybody else was, but I bet he was.
I wasn't worried at all.
You weren't?
Well, I didn't get to watch it because I had YouTube TV.
Yeah, I know. Me either. Me either. Of course, we were playing basketball, so we wouldn't have watched it anyway. But anyway, the Razorbacks have been playing pretty well, and I didn't see the game, so I really can't comment on how they played there, other than I know it was close.
Yeah.
And probably most people thought it shouldn't have been.
I would say, you don't think of Samford coming in and giving Arkansas a really good game at the Palace.
So. Yeah, that's what I think. But, you know, the thing about it is, you win and you move on.
That's right.
Yeah,
3-1 is 3-1.
Yeah, you're not going to win all those games. Got a couple of games this week. I think they play Winthrop.
Yeah.
And I don't
know. We should go to that one.
Yeah.
Just down the road.
They're not playing at home.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. They're playing Winthrop, and they've got another game Friday night. I don't know who it is, but another game I won't be able to go to. But anyway, one of these days I'll go to one.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, it'd be nice to get to go.
They play Jackson State.
I'll take them one day when you can't go.
Okay.
Jackson State,
is that Tuesday night?
That's Friday.
Okay.
Winthrop, Tuesday. Jackson State.
You
want
to go to Winthrop?
I may go down there today just driving around.
Okay. Well, yeah. If you got your gun with you, you may see a deer. Razorbacks off to a start.
Yep.
We'll see how they do.
A start.
Well, this week, a couple of games that they should win readily. Then you look at the next week, they're playing Duke on Thanksgiving Day. We'll see what they got then.
I mean, if you acknowledge that winning at Michigan State would have really been tough, they're right where they should be. They shouldn't have lost any of these other teams.
No, that's right.
And, get the SEC play, around Christmas or a little after, and it really tells the tale. We're young. We got some young players, and it'll show sooner or later.
Right. Yeah, usually when you go on the road in the SEC.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I was really impressed when we talked about this last week about at Michigan State. Normally what Arkansas does, even when they got relatively good teams, they lose by 25 on the road like those games. And they stayed in it till the end.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So maybe that bodes well for us. Maybe some of those guys can – those younger guys can do something else. And talking about staying in it till the end, we can talk about Razorback football. Man, they – are infuriating. There's nothing else you can say about it.
Did you stay with it till the end?
To be honest with you, I played golf Saturday, and where I was, I couldn't even get radio signal.
Oh.
So I did not hear it. I got updates on my phone. That's all I got. But I know everybody else did because we were the only ones on the golf course. People are sitting there watching it, and then I mean, so and you know, I don't know. I just, you know, when you got a quarterback that can run like Taylen Green, what are you doing throwing the ball? I mean, and when I say that, I'm talking about when you're down there close to scoring.
Yeah.
You know, if you got somebody wide open, that's fine. But don't throw it. I mean.
Well, you know, I spoke this into existence.
Yeah.
What did I say? Yeah.
You said, what are we going to do?
Lose the rest of them close.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah. And that's not going to happen.
But you know, on the flip side of the way this game went, and people said, you know, we were up 14-0. You got to hold on to those leads. You know, we had the block punt for a touchdown, and I think somebody said that hadn't been done since 2009. And we run a trick play to set up the other touchdown. So, I mean, we had to do some special stuff to take that lead. It's not like we got out there and just dominated them.
No, and I,
that's a good point.
I mean, the thing that irritates me more about it is that they just stay in games, but they can't get over the hump. And I know it irritates them more than it does me, but, I mean, I just, you know, they've been so close in so many games and played relatively well.
Yeah.
You know, they just can't do it. And I mean, if you think they're going to go down to Texas and do it this weekend, I don't think that'll happen. But I'd love that. That'd be good to get our first SEC win against the Longhorns. Yeah. I could love that. Speaking of jumbling up the college football playoffs, Oklahoma with that win over Alabama, man.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know.
But Georgia beating Texas too. You know, I tell you what, it's really a scramble. What it leaves though is those Big Ten teams, Ohio State and Indiana. They're looking pretty. Yeah. You know.
Yep.
Because the SEC is just picking each other off.
Yep.
Well, Texas A&M kept it from happening, and I don't know how.
Yeah.
You know, they were down big.
27.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest fallout of that game is going to be the cop and the. Tried to tackle the players in the tunnel.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Did you see it?
Yeah. After
Texas State policeman, after South Carolina score, kid kind of kept running into the tunnel, and he's coming back, and policeman gives him a shoulder.
There's two players. Yeah. One of them's kind of escorting him back to the field. It's kind of like he was hurt.
Yeah.
He'd grabbed his hamstring and run up into the tunnel, and the policeman just walks in between them.
He was sent home right then, but I bet there's more coming than that.
Knocks them both to the side. And
yeah.
You can see the kid turn around and put his hand out, like to apologize or something, and the policeman, he lays into him. Yeah. I mean, he goes chewing him out. And
I'm sure he didn't know he was on camera.
They said he was relieved of his duties immediately. Watch highlights of it if you hadn't seen it.
It
won't be hard to find.
No, it will not.
You don't think Texas has got that taken off the every airway by now? I don't know, man. I think one of the big things, I still, you know, we talk about this, and I still think it's pointing towards what we've talked about for a long time. They're going to do it. They're going to jump ship on the NCAA, and they're going to have their own league.
Yeah, Big Ten and SEC.
Yeah, well, pretty close.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll take all the SEC players. They may take a few other players. But, you know, the thing about it is, I mean, you look at, like, Florida State, who you thought.
You got to have whipping boys.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Somebody's got to lose.
That's right. Good.
Well, you know what they'll do is just pay people to lose to them. Right? So, you know, like Florida State, I mean, that coach is on the hot seat. I think Dabo Swinney is on the hot seat.
Yeah.
You know, and
Florida State beat Alabama early in the year.
I know.
That's incredible.
I know. But
I think some of Dabo's problem with the culture and the fans there is the fact that he won't really adapt to the whole pay-to-play deal and portal. You know, he doesn't like it. You got to do it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be, if that's his philosophy, you got to be coaching in the Sun Belt.
And he may be.
Yeah, he very well may be soon.
Or the Razorbacks. Yeah. Yeah. So, talking about the G5, it looks like James Madison's in the...
They're in the driver's seat right now. If they went out, they're going to be hard to take out of that G5 spot, which would be a big feather in the cap for the Sun Belt Conference.
Yeah. North Texas, first ranking this week.
Yep.
Since 1966, I think.
Yep. And what opened the door to all that was South Florida losing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think if JMU wins out, and there's a good shot that they will, that they'll probably be in that G5 spot, which would be incredible. They've got a good football team. I watched them play the Herd a couple weeks ago. They got Marshall by about a touchdown, but they've got a good football team.
Looking forward to that. Moving on, is this right? Virginia Tech set to hire James Franklin?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, Beamer better go and beg them for a job, because I don't think he's going to have a job at South Carolina after this year.
Well, he could probably maybe at Arkansas.
I don't.
Well, Virginia Tech was one of those jobs we were putting consistently behind Arkansas in order that we thought that they were attractive, and this kind of says otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think I don't know that I just don't know about. I don't know. It depends on what's going to happen and what you think is going to happen. Is Virginia Tech going to be in that upper tier?
No.
Well, there's no way they will be. So how could it be more attractive? I don't see that. But
maybe he just loves the mountains of Southern Virginia.
And that may be true. That may be true.
Maybe he's a Metallica fan.
He may be. He likes Sandman. Yep. It's possible, too. Hey, so moving on to NFL, Steelers had a good game yesterday.
Yeah, anytime played really you well. Beat up the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
And they beat them up. There was an incident in that game where Ramsey gets thrown out of the game for punching Jamar Chase. Turns out they go to the video and Chase spit on Ramsey. So it'll be interesting to see what the NFL does about that. Also, Aaron Rodgers went down in that game. And Mason Rudolph basically had to lead him to victory, and he looked really good. So it'll be interesting to see what the Steelers do at quarterback if Rodgers can play.
I ain't never been the biggest Ramsey fan. I know he's a great ball player, but I think we've talked about this on the podcast before, too. If one of the three of y'all spit on me, we're fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the most disrespectful thing ever.
Yep, and the video is clear that he's
spit. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Did he say, nice game, pretty boy?
So I don't know. I don't know what the NFL will do about that. You know, they had a spitting incident early in the season, wasn't it? Right, maybe
like week one or two.
Yeah, and
wasn't it on Dak Prescott?
That's right. Yeah, and he got suspended for a game. So Chase may be missing a ball game. Ramsey had to sit out the rest of that one because it was his second unsportsmanlike conduct. But boy. I think if the officials that saw the spitting, they may have not called the second one.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Spit's a lot harder to see than that punch.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he got him good.
So Green Bay comes back and beats the Giants. They've got, look who they got starting a quarterback. Jameis Winston.
We were talking about that man Spud the other night. I didn't even know he was still in the league.
He's good enough to be a backup.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's going to hang for a few more years. But you know, you've got Russell Wilson must be in a nightclub in New York somewhere and got lost. I don't know where he is. So you start Jackson Dart for what, three games? Was it three games?
Something like that, yeah.
So you start him for three games as what are you doing pulling him out now? You let it go, right?
Yeah.
The Giants clearly do not know what they're doing.
No. No, they don't.
And they fired their coach at the first of the week last week.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, you let Barkley walk, and apparently Daniel Jones was a victim of coach malpractice because he's went to the Colts and he's done incredible things.
Yeah.
So the Giants have a long way to go.
So, you know, and who's the team this year that surprised you the most so far?
Probably the Broncos.
I was going to say Broncos.
Okay. So, you know, I thought the Broncos looked better at the end of last year. Who surprised me the most so far is Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago is looking good.
They're playing really well, and I don't know how.
I don't know. Maybe the most surprising team might be the Chiefs.
Well,
but they're 5-5
in
right
a
now.
Bad way. Yeah. You may be right.
The Broncos have pretty much put them in the rearview mirror as far as the division goes. So the Chiefs will be fighting for a playoff spot or a wild card spot.
Yeah, I saw something that may have been this morning said if playoffs started right now, they were out.
Yeah, they were out after they lost this week and they were out last week. Yeah. So they're further out now.
So, you know, Monday Night Football, they got the YouTube TV ESPN thing fixed because of this game.
Look for your YouTube TV to go up $20 here in the near future. That $20 credit they give you, they're going to take it back.
Yeah.
Jainty is my fantasy football running back, so
oh, really?
I have a little interest in that game tonight.
Yep. Well, he ought to do well.
I hope so.
Running against that rugged Cowboy.
This is kind of going backtracking a little bit, but talking about the Steelers and the Bengals, and you were talking about quarterbacks and Winston, Flacco. I believe the combined age was 81 years old between Rodgers and Flacco yesterday. I might be wrong on that, but I believe
Rodgers is 42.
Is he 42?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I told Tony, I said, Steelers have been looking for a quarterback, and they found one. He was on the other team. Flacco comes in there and looks like an all-pro.
I didn't think if I can remember this, but I saw a meme the other day that the AFC North has always had an all-time quarterback, and it had a picture of Rodgers and Roethlisberger. They've always had the old quarterback, and is Rodgers and Flacco and went back and forth, and it had the Browns quarterbacks and the potential quarterback for starting quarterback for another team, and it had the Browns quarterbacks.
Well, I was just going to say, talking about the Browns, I didn't watch a whole lot of football yesterday, but I caught some updates, and at one time they said something about Shedeur Sanders was leading the Browns down the field.
He finished the game.
Did he?
Gabriel got knocked out, so he finished the game.
Anything else y'all want to talk about NFL? How about NBA? You want to talk about that? Well, I don't know anything about it, but
me neither.
It doesn't matter for a while, for about 6 months.
I just keep up with Austin Reeves now, see how he's doing.
Yeah. But he's doing all right. But anything else y'all want to talk about?
I think we're good.
You good?
I'm good.
Okay. Tyler?
All good.
Y'all are going to give me a Tyler a UFC segment one day.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. Let's do
That sounds like a special episode.
Today's not your segment. Yeah. Today's not it.
Okay.
So we're not giving you that segment today. So anyway, I guess that kind of closes it out. We appreciate everybody. I do have one other thing to say before I close it out.
Oh.
Pardon me. We are not going to do a show next week. It's Thanksgiving week.
We're
gonna,
UFC week.
That's right.
Yeah. You and Tyler can do UFC if you want to.
Yeah, special UFC coming out next episode next week.
Yeah. I'll be sitting in here like Tyler. I'll be on my phone just looking at it. None of those guys have names you can pronounce.
What? You don't know Zabit Abdurmakarov or Abdulmanap Nurmagomedov? You can't say that?
Hey, I can barely say Jeff Tuttle. So or Libby.
Yeah.
So I got to be careful. So
my favorite is Magomed Sharperikov. He's one of my favorites. That's one guy.
Yeah, right.
Sounds like people that Donald Trump's meeting with next week.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. It could be.
There's a good chance he'll be at the UFC.
No, they're going to have it at the White House. That's why he's redoing the Rose Garden. He tore all that down. He's making a big UFC ring in there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. $300 million, right?
Can't wait.
It'll all be good. We'll talk about it. But like I said, today's not today.
Not today.
Yeah. Anyway, time to close it down. We want to thank all our sponsors. We appreciate all they do for us, and we couldn't do it without you. Thank you to the coaches and the play-by-play guys and everybody that gets us the information. But most of all, thank you to the kids. We love talking about you, and that's why we do this. See you next week.
See you next week.
See you in 2 weeks.